And if you're in the Thrift Savings Plan, you probably use the TSP calculators to help you predict what your contributions will buy you in retirement. How much will you have when you actually retire? But now the Federal Times reports that the TSP calculators, well, it calls them misleading. It's saying that the calculators provide a simple solution for a complex problem. We're joined by Tom Trabuco. He is the Director of External Affairs at the TSP. He joins us live with his perspective. Hey there, Tom. How are you?
Hello, Chris. Doing fine. Thank you.
Are you enjoying your summer?
I'm trying to stay cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was like 8,000 degrees down here last week. and I was up where up in New England where it was very, it's so cool that I had to put on a sweater.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah, I know. It was just like a harkens of fall or something like that, which just scares me a little bit. Let's talk about these TSP calculators because the Federal Times story, which we have linked up and people can read for themselves, it struck me as, I mean, these aren't meant to be comprehensive. It's meant to give you a general idea. That's why you do this, right?
That's right. But I will point this out. When I saw the story and I saw exactly what you said, that the result you get will be misleading, it got my attention.
Yeah.
I went in and read the column. And now that I've read the column and I say what Mike is saying, the result will not just be misleading. The result will be wrong. That's the thing you have to understand, because what he's talking about is your predictions, what you are putting down in terms of what you will contribute and what the returns will be over a 10, 20, or 30-year period into the future. And 99 times out of 100, your predictions will be wrong. Take it from one who looks at the stock market all the time and has an idea of what's going to happen, and every day I'm proven to be wrong. We just can't see the future. What Mike Miles and others in that business like to rely on is something that's called a Monte Carlo analysis of what future investments and earnings are going to provide. And what they do is run hundreds or thousands of scenarios and then get you to within a few percentage points of the likelihood that you will get to your goal. And I don't dispute any of that. Mike is absolutely right in looking at things that way. What our calculators are designed to do is help you project what you can acquire over a lifetime of or a career of saving. And obviously, you're going to be making adjustments along the way. There are unforeseen things. The market's going to go up. The market's going to go down. There will be times when you can contribute up to the max of $16,500 this year, or when you might have to cut back. For instance, I have three children in college this year.
There's no eating in the Trabuco household.
That's right. Poor timing on my part. But anyway, some of these things can be foreseen, some of them can't. But what you have to do is just keep plugging away and understand that, you know, what you're doing in terms of building value in the TSP is mostly from what you put away. That's where most of your returns will come from the savings rate and the matching contributions, of course, if you're FERS. Remember also that FERS is not just the TSP. It is a three-legged stool. The TSP is the stool that you, or the leg of the stool that you have some control over, as does the market have some control over. The other two legs, Social Security and the FERS defined benefit, are just that, defined. I've seen a lot recently where some federal employee commentators are talking about FERS, that it's a poorly designed or a cheap system. It's not. It's actually a well-thought-out system. And if you compare it to CSRS, it compares quite favorably and can provide the same level of retirement replacement ratio that CSRS provides. CSRS provides 56.25% of your high three upon retirement. FERS, the basic benefit, has what's called an accrual rate, and it accrues at 1% per year. So over a 30-year career, it would provide a 30% replacement rate. Add Social Security to that, which over a career normally provides about 15%. So that gets you up to 45% of your replacement ratio. And then the TSP, your own contributions, the earnings, and the employer contributions together are designed to give you that last 10 percentage points to get you up to the CSRS equivalent.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not, it's not, it'd be almost impossible to predict exactly how much you're going to end up with on the other end, just because there's so many factors that play a role.
That's right. There are so many variables. But people do seek to do that, and they should stay on top of it in terms of the TSP aspect of it, because it is the one of the variables that you can control.
Yeah.
Another point that Mike makes is on the payout end of it. If that payout is going to on longer than you anticipate, you could run out of money. Well, that's true if you choose a withdrawal method that doesn't guarantee you a payment for life. However, there is a withdrawal payment, a withdrawal method that does guarantee you the payment for life. That's the TSP annuity, which you can purchase once you know the amount of money that you have in your TSP account when you retire. It's calculable. You can find out just what that payment will be, and that is a payment that you will receive for your entire life. So there are choices to be made all along the way, and I don't think that Mike was trying to talk down those choices.
Right.
You know, what he's saying is you've got to stay on top of it. And if you really want that added comfort, go and get a Monte Carlo analysis. I know I have had one done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as I approached just this past couple, last year, laid out what I anticipated my amounts to be from these three sources. After we ran the numbers, I was told by the firm that I hired, and it does cost a couple of grand, I was told by the firm that I'm 97% certain under all these scenarios to have income in retirement that's comparable to my the replacement rate that I believe I need in order to live the same way I live now.
We're just about out of time, but I don't want to go away without one of the big events that happened last week while I was away was the passing of Senator Ted Stevens. And I was reading, I think it was in the Washington Post, they were talking that he was actually one of the creators of the TSP.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, he is known as the father of the TSP and always will be known for that. Ted Stevens was the chairman of the Senate subcommittee that had jurisdiction over federal retirement in the early and mid-1980s. As you'll recall, the Greenspan Commission in 1983 recommended that all new federal employees be brought into Social Security, and that was clearly just a bailout of Social Security to bring in a whole bunch of new hires.
Right.
Over the coming years and get them to put their money into the Social Security Trust Fund, and then they'd get benefits 20, 30, 40 years down the line. Social Security was in very rough trouble at that point. It was really month to month. Anyway, that was done by an agreement between President Ronald Reagan, Tip O'Neill, Dan Rostenkowski. They're the ones who put together that deal. After that, a new retirement program for federal employees had to be designed, and Ted Stevens did step forward and took on that role in the Senate. And as such, he really was the big proponent of what was then called a capital accumulation plan, defined contribution plan, or as it ultimately came to be known, the thrift savings plan. The House was pushing more in the direction of trying to get a defined benefit plan, which we did end up with, the FERS defined benefit that I described just a couple of minutes ago. Senator Stevens was really, he along with Bill Roth of Roth IRA and soon to be Roth TSP fame, introduced the legislation and promoted the capital accumulation plan as the portable part of the retirement program.